John, we're going to go to you with story number four. Story number four is coming out of the BBC out of London. And just so if anybody's not aware, basically the Realtor Association, people who work on the residential side, if you get a real estate license in the state of Florida or anywhere, you then join a club and you're able to utilize something called the Multiple Listing Service, the MLS. It's a thing that pretty much feeds all of the information you see on Zillow, other sites. So I want you to think of it as a realtor, it's a club member. Just like if you play golf and you want to play a golf course, you join a country club and therefore you get to play the course. If you're a sailor, you join a sailing club and therefore you get to dock your boat at the club. So if you have a real estate license, you join a club, you become a realtor, and therefore you get to use the MLS, which is pretty much how a lot of people look for residential real estate. So that is the background. Sean, let me read you the headline, first couple of graphs of a brand new settlement that just came out, and I want to get your interpretation of it. Headline, real estate fees could fall after settlement with U.S. agents. And a subhead, a settlement in a case against U.S. estate agents, which is realtors, effectively, could mean a reduction in the cost of buying and selling houses. National Association of Realtors and Property Companies were accused of artificially inflating sales commissions in a series of lawsuits. A settlement, including $418 million in damages, was announced on Friday. The National Association of Realtors agreed to lower commissions and make it easier for buyers to negotiate fees, moves which will eventually result in lower buying and selling costs. The settlement is expected to increase competition. U.S. housing market, where a 6% commission on the sale price is considered standard. Mr. Gruce, why don't you give us some sort of perspective? How significant is this, realizing we're early on, people are still interpreting it, the judge has not yet signed off on this agreement, so things can change. But generally speaking, what's the vibe? What's the feel? How fearful should realtors be? Again, people with real estate license who join the club so they can use the MLS. And how excited should buyers and sellers be that now they might not need to pay that 6% commission, which is pretty much industry standard?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when this came out, one of the immediate impacts was that the stock of residential real estate brokers fell 10% or more. So that tells you right now that at least owners of real estate companies are expecting a drop in revenues and a drop in profits. So I think for generally the residential real estate brokerage industry, it's going to mean shrinking revenues and profits. Now, how much and where and how? I mean, all of that is being vigorously debated. I mean, I've been reading lots of stories about it and listening to news about it. And it seems like not everybody's got good answers to really any of the questions. One of the things that sort of I was thinking about was, well, you know, if I am thinking about selling my property or buying a property, I mean, maybe I should wait till some of this shakes out and I can get, you know, maybe I can get a deal, you know, maybe I can negotiate for lower commissions, or maybe I can get a better deal on a home. It's going to be the next several months is going to be a test. It still has to be approved. I think it doesn't kick in till July. So there's going to be a lot of wheeling and dealing and perhaps some new business models, some new residential real estate business models that are, that provide value and better value and savings for particularly for people who list their homes. Some of these things are going to come out. And I think by then we'll have a better idea of what's going on. But I think the initial reaction, particularly on Wall Street, was that it'd be bad for residential real estate brokerages.
Exactly.
Now, Donna and John, I'm going to ask you guys for your opinion, but just for disclosure, I have a real estate brokerage. I've been licensed since 2005. The firm I have, I set up in 06. It's a buy-side brokerage, which means somebody comes to me, they sign an agreement. I represent them as a single agent with a fiduciary. And I'm loving this because now suddenly before you basically would meet somebody who had a real estate license and you say, hey, they tell you, hey, let's go out and see something. And that person by default was representing the buyer. They were representing the transaction. They were what's called transaction broker type of relationship, where the way I work is I work much like an investment bank would, a private banker, anything like that, where I have a client, I have a fiduciary and my role is to try to help them get the best possible deal. So I just wanted to put that on the record. Now, Donna, you're currently in the process of trying to sell your house.
Condo.
I don't know when you're listing. Yeah, I don't know when you're listing.
I'm currently listed. But my condo is currently listed on MLS. It's 234 Northeast 3rd Street. And it's been listed for, at this point, like 30 days maybe. But it's only been in the last like 15 days that I realized, oh, shit, I can't afford to sell this place right now.
Now, Donna, just for the audience, ballpark, you're trying to get what? You don't have to give us the exact price, but just for conversation.
Oh, it's listed.
Give us a ballpark number.
I can tell you it's listed on because it's currently listed on the MLS. So my realtor, Gael, is amazing. I listed it for $380 because I'm right in the middle of downtown. It's 647 square feet, and it's in a building called Loft One. And I'm right in the center of everything.
All right, Donna. So $380,000, basically 6% is pretty normal. And what that means is your realtor, your agent representing you with a fiduciary, they're going to make 3 points. And then anybody bringing in a buyer, they're going to make 3 points. So we're talking about $22,800 come July, Donna, if the settlement's agreed to, you no longer would be on the hook for the buy side commission. So instead of paying $22,800, you could, in theory, only pay $11,400. So my question to you is, come July, if your listing expires, are you still going to be willing to pay a broker for the buyer, or simply because you want other brokers to bring a buyer in? Or are you going to go it alone and make your realtor go out there and hit the pavement and try to move it on his own or her own for half the commission?
That's the only way I work. And it's a her, and she's amazing. And that's what I'm exactly doing.
Okay, so you're going to leave the extra $11,400 out there for any realtor with a buyer to come in there and incentivize them to buy your unit.
Wait, hang on. What? First of all, I'm so sorry. What do you mean it's going to expire in 6 months?
So, a typical listing agreement, and I don't know what yours is, and we don't have to get in your personal confidential stuff, but generally speaking, a listing agreement is 6 months. At the end of 6 months, you can renew, you can cancel, you can do whatever. You might have terms that allow you to cancel it in advance. But right now, I'm assuming the way you have it structured is that you're going to pay out $22,800 if somebody pays you your full price. But come July, you're no longer obligated to pay that if the settlement's agreed, and you can still have it in the MLS. So the question is, will you pay come July 1st? Are you going to drop another $11,400 because you want to be able to move it? Or are you going to force your realtor to find their own buyer and not simply sit back and use the MLS?
I don't have to because it's not going to expire. So I'm going to do the thing that's going to help me keep more money in my pocket. And my realtor's already great. And so I think this is great because now all the work that I usually do myself anyway, fuck the other people. Like, I'm doing most of the work anyway. So why would I want to have more money out of my pocket to give to somebody who's really not looking out for my own best interest? So I love
it. So I guess what you're saying then is come July or when your lease listing expires, you're only going to pay 3 points instead of 6.
Yes, sir.
3 for your real. Okay. So you're going to have the chance and you're like, that's it. If you want to relist it, I'm only giving 3 points. I'm not paying 6 points.
Exactly.
Perfect. 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 Mr. Fackler, you used to own real estate. You've worked with people in and around. Let's say you're a buyer. Donna's an example of somebody who has a property looking to sell. Let's say you're a buyer. You want to go out and look at a property, Mr. Backler, because you want to buy it. Are you going to be willing to sign an agreement where you empower somebody to work on your behalf? And if you buy anything, you're going to pay them a commission. Or are you going to try to go it alone and think that you can use Zillow and everything else and you don't actually need one of these realtors, 62,000 realtors in Miami that are running around? So what's your take on that, Mr. Backler?
I would probably go it alone, believe it or not. I mean, I know enough about the listings, about Zillow, where to go.
Absolutely.
The online databases. So in my mind, I don't need the help. So why pay the money?
Now, Jean, as the referee, Donna obviously has the ability to put more money in her pocket if she sells it because she's no longer going to, in theory, pay 6 points out, about $11,400. Mr. Fackler, he doesn't want to spend any money. Who's likely to get the upper hand in this type of scenario? Will it be Mr. Fackler based on his negotiating skills and everything he's trying to do? Or is it likely to be Donna who's making 3 points and has somebody who is a veteran, has some experience, and can basically look out for her best interests? What say you, Mr. Bruce?
Well, neither one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I'm a seller, I mean, I want buyers to come and I'm happy to pay a commission to for that to happen. I mean, this is why we have real estate agents who represent buyers. I mean, I want to have a little carrot dangling outside my home to get multiple offers and have like a bidding war on my property.
Mr. Gruce, everything's still being sorted out. The judge hasn't signed off on this deal to the National Association of Realtors and basically the plaintiffs. But there is some talk that potentially when you put a listing in the multiple listing service and it pops up on Zillow, it's not going to say how much money is being offered to buyers to stop steering to certain properties, which will pay a big commission, and other ones that won't. How do you think that's going to play out, Mr. Gruce?
Exactly. That's the big issue. I mean, none of the MLS listings will have any information about the buyer's commission, the buyer's agent commission. And so it's going to be really difficult. But I think, brokerage agencies can put it on their own websites. There might be some websites. I mean, hell, Zillow might put it up there. I mean, separately, you can segregate it. I mean, there'll be websites that'll pop up that'll say like, that'll promote, I think they're just going to have to be creative and have like a better marketing scheme. And I'm sure something like that will come up because like, if I'm a seller, I want buyers to come.
Unless you don't, because it's listed, but nothing's moving right now because the market's in the tank. So all these places are listed, but give me 1 second. Like, I'm just trying to say, like, I know this from personal experience, not just my unit, but like a lot of times, like units will be listed, but then there's some reason why, you can't actually see it right now. And that's because the person who owns the unit, for example, me, isn't ready and can't sell. So right now, it's listed because I want to like sort of let people know that, I am trying to sell, but I'm not trying to sell this minute. Because the shit just happened.
We're going to have to see how this plays out, but definitely the residential real estate world is changing.
Okay.